Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the golden opportunity. The golden opportunity. Think about it, my friends and neighbors. We all can cherish opportunity. There are all types of saying that says we shouldn't miss opportunity when it knocks, and opportunity only comes around every so often. But in reality, my friends, we're surrounded by opportunities. Every single day, there's a new opportunity facing us. However, there are some opportunities that are more exciting, more attractive, more beneficial to us than others. Those are the ones we call golden. These are the ones we don't want to miss. These are the ones we can't pass up. These are the ones that require our sacrifices. Yes, my friends, these are golden opportunities. In business, golden opportunities exist all the time. Unfortunately, however, they're not often taken advantage of, and they're often overlooked. In this series, we're going to outline the four key elements, the four key opportunities that should always be deemed as golden in our minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and if we take advantage of these opportunities the right way, we can grow ourselves and everyone around us. That G in our GOLD acronym reminds us of the golden opportunity to give. Yes, my friends and neighbors, never overlook this opportunity to give, whether it's buying lunch at a lunch meeting, whether it is giving of your talents, whether it is of showing teamwork, whatever way it can be. Yes, it's always important for us to recognize giving as the first and most important opportunity we're going to face in a given day. Have you ever given anyone a gift wrap present? Think about for a second, not how they felt, but think about how you felt when you were selecting the gift, when you were having it gift wrapped, and then how you felt when it was open, and the look of amazement and surprise on the behalf of the recipient, and the appreciation on the face of the recipient. How did those things make you feel? I'm sure, my friends and neighbors, it filled your heart with joy, and if you had it to do all over again, you'd give them even more. You've seen that excitement and how you embraced that. Well, the same thing happens, my friends and neighbors, when we give of ourselves. You are the gift wrap package. You're the one that gets the opportunity every day to show somebody a beautiful side of you that they didn't know existed. And the same look of surprise, the same amazement, that same excitement, that same appreciation, you're going to receive it because it's a golden opportunity. Now, let me outline just a few things that generosity produces. You may ask, why is it important to embrace the principles of generosity, and how do I master it? Well, remember, generosity produces the following in the giver and the receiver. First, it produces goodness. Everybody's in a great mood when people are generous. It also produces imagination because you've got to think hard to give something of yourself that you hadn't given before. It produces faithfulness and thankfulness. The generous are never have a problem with disloyalty, and everyone shows appreciation on both sides of the fence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that O in our GOLD acronym reminds us of the golden opportunity to overcome. If you've ever watched your favorite sports team come back after being behind the whole game when it looked like they were destined to lose, you remember how it made you feel. Now think of the time when you've been down and made an incredible comeback, one that your peers and your naysayers thought was impossible. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all have the capacity to take advantage of the golden opportunity to overcome. Sometimes that opportunity is wrapped in adversity. Sometimes that opportunity is wrapped in conflict. Sometimes that opportunity is wrapped in struggle. My friends and neighbors, you unwrap the gift and overcome every opportunity. You see, there are a few key ways to overcome every time. First, you observe opportunity. Look at the opportunity more than the obstacle. Those that climb Mount Everest never thought about how high it was, but the joy they would receive when they made it to the top. Then voice victory. Never talk defeat talk. Never talk the talk of a loser. Never talk the talk of someone that can't make make it. On the contrary, voice victory. Always say the yes, I can. Yes, I will. Yes, we will. Yes, we can. Yes, my friends and neighbors, then embrace excellence. That's the other way that we overcome, by doing our best every single time, by recognizing that no matter what happens, excellence can never be minimized, that I shouldn't give up. I've got to play hard. You know, we like to see it in sports, the teams that play hard even when they're down and it doesn't look like they're going to win. They don't give up. They could know the outcome may not be in their favor, but that doesn't keep them from embracing excellence. Then, my friends, we've got to recover rapidly. Yes, sometimes we get hit. Sometimes we fall. But it's not the falling that is a problem. It's the fact that many people wallow in self-pity and don't bounce back. We've got to recover rapidly. Those four steps in our OVER acronym, if you noticed it, are how we overcome every time. It's a blessing that we get a chance to exercise our faith and utilize our gifts and reach deep within ourselves and pull out powers we did not know we possessed. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, we're going to outline the last two points. That L in our GOLD acronym reminds us of the importance to lead. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance to lead. You see, taking charge is not restricted to a title. I can remember leaving a restaurant with a friend of mine and we heard some commotion. And she took it upon herself not just to see what was going on, but to take action. She embraced the role of a leader in that situation. She was the one that broke up the chaos. She was the one that discovered what was taking place. She was the one that said, hey, maybe I can help somebody. Maybe I can call the paramedics or the doctors. I'm going to take charge. While many other people were getting in their cars and ignoring everything, and others just had their phones out trying to film all of the quote-unquote drama that they felt like would ensue, this individual took charge, took action, and yes, my friends and neighbors, that's what leaders do. Leaders lead with a heart of love. We lead with a heart of empowerment. We lead with a heart of appreciation, and yes, my friends and neighbors, we lead with a heart of determination. Last but certainly not least, that D in our GOLD acronym reminds us that we can never forsake the golden opportunity of discipline. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's not the word that most people like to hear. In fact, it's the word that most people run from. And discipline is simply the art of training ourselves to constantly act in our own best interest. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we know that eating a donut day after day is not in our best physical interest. Also, the taste of the treat can be deceptive. You know, we can feel like because it tastes so good that it has to be good for us. But discipline is recognizing that what feels good to our bodies is not always right for our minds, our spirits, or our futures. How do we embrace discipline? First, my friends and neighbors, I encourage you to seek out and pursue mentorship. Get with those individuals that have already been proven that they can win with discipline. You see it on those old Kung Fu movies where the young Kung Fu upstart seeks out the old wise sage and attempts to do the things that he does. You have to do the exact same thing, my friends. Find a mentor and get a pattern for success. It's mentorship, focus, and belief that will create a level of discipline, and that's the golden opportunities, my friends, we don't want to miss. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.O. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.